Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Brad Thorne, welcome to Open House.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you're a proud Kiwi, yet coming back to play here in Australia must be a kind of homecoming too, given all the years that you spent here. Where is home for you?
Yeah, it's hard to know these days, but I'd say Brisbane is still home for me. Yeah, it's where I grew up from the age of nine, and where I went to school, and yeah, I've spent most of my life there. In saying that, Christchurch is a pretty close second.
Yes.
So yeah, I enjoyed both places and sort of felt lucky to be able to experience living in both countries and cities.
Yeah, and Jed, you've said that being an All Black is the ultimate experience for you now, isn't it?
Oh, well, it was a dream that was in me from a young child, probably like every other New Zealand boy, growing up in the late 70s, early 80s, and before and after that. So it's been huge for me to be able to represent the All Blacks and sort of just living the dream, really.
Absolutely. While we're talking about your other home, Christchurch, to what degree has your family been affected by the earthquake?
Just going through it was the biggest effect. Our house has come through well, and the family's doing well since. But just the shock of waking up and being in basically what was like being in a boat in rough sea. You know, your house is doing stuff it shouldn't be doing. We've got four children, so two of them slept through it. Two sort of woke up and had settled down by then. So we just feel really, lucky to have got through it. There's been no loss of life, which has been huge.
Yeah.
The comparison is the same quake happened in Haiti and 230,000 people died. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you ever remember a time when you weren't kicking some kind of football around the backyard? Was it always always a part of you as a child? You said before that being a New Zealander, it's always a dream of any little boy to be an All Black. But, when did you first pick up the football?
Yeah, I don't remember when I didn't. So that's my answer. It's just always been my life. So started playing when I was six. When I put the footy under my arm, it just felt really natural and just felt right, And unfortunately, in the next few years, I'll have to hang up the boots, but I'm enjoying it at the moment.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that too. You're 35 now, and that would put you as one of the more senior guys in rugby now. Do you have any ideas as to what you might do when you do actually have to hang up the boots?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. It's something I've pondered about for many years now, and I once saw a careers advisor, and we did this thing on a computer, and the thing that came up the most was to be a professional sportsman. So I walked out and went, I know that. But, there's a shelf life with that. So I've done a few bit of study at university as a high school PE teacher, just starting, and I enjoyed that. So that could be something, perhaps something involved in sports still, maybe in some role, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Or my passion is the game, I love league and rugby and sport in general, so who knows, a form of coaching, perhaps training, who knows.
You've still got a little bit of time left.
Hopefully, yeah.
Brad Thorne from the All Blacks is with us on Open House. You came from a Christian family. That kind of, drifted away from that, as we'll get into in a minute, but what was it like growing up in your family with that faith?
I grew up in New Zealand until I was 9 years old, and we went to church, and I used to go to Sunday school, and I just loved it. I had a faith in God and Jesus, and we used to say prayers before we went to bed, and they were really golden times. They're times that I would remember later on and sort of encouraged me to come back.
Because you got into NRL and quickly rose to, the heights of NRL success, and you're in your 20s, you're actually your late teens and then your early 20s, and then it was kind of that whole success that started to take you down the wrong path, faith-wise, didn't it? I mean, you became a bit of a hellraiser, I believe.
Oh, the first thing you need to know happened was when we moved to Australia when I was nine, we went to a couple of churches in Brisbane, but we didn't really persevere, and we stopped going to church altogether. So that was the first major thing that happened. So all those teenage years and all that, we were like a family that went on Christmas Day sort of thing, church. So sort of lost touch there. And, the footy career took off. and with all the success, by 22 I was playing for Australia, so all of a sudden I had a lot of money, had a house, had a nice car, and was going way off the track there, probably with the way I was living. And that was the time when, like I said, I remembered the good times when I was young, and my parents and my brother had gone back to church in my late teens, so I'd seen good things happening for them, and with all that stuff, I sort of come to a place where the more stuff I had, the more stuff I wanted. I sort of felt unfulfilled and felt a bit empty, and I started to really think about God again, and that's when I ended up going on the tour with the Australian Tour of Great Britain, and Jason Stevens, probably may have heard, was on that tour with me, and he had a big impact on me.
Yeah. What was it? What did Jason Stevens say to you that just started to melt the ice for you, so to speak, to really significantly think about, returning to God, returning to Christ?
Well, the big thing I said to him, and I like Christians, and I knew they were nice people, and one day I wanted to be one, but I didn't want to be a hypocrite. I knew I was a loose cannon, and maybe when I was an old person, I'd be a Christian. But at the moment, I wasn't. I just didn't feel like I could change like that. And he said, "Well, you got to hand it over to God. Repent. Bring your stuff to Jesus, and ask, and submit your life to Him. He'll help you change your life, turn your life around." And I'm a bit of a bonehead, but that sort of got through, and took that on board. And a couple of months later, I went back to Australia, and I was probably just kept on with my ways. And then one morning I got up at my home, and I just thought, I'm not changing. I can't do it on my own.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with where I'm at, and I'm going to give what Jason said a try. So that's when I said a prayer, and I said, "Jesus, if you're there, I'm sorry for the stuff I've done. Some stuff really bad, some stuff, not that bad or whatever, but please forgive me, and I submit this life to you. Please help me to live this life from this point onwards." And that was the simple prayer I said in my house, and I moved forward from there.
Yeah. What happened after that? I mean, did you start finding a church, or I know that you started to reduce your drinking to the point where you actually were a teetotaler there for a good deal of time too. So what happened just after that prayer?
Yeah, well, there's no ray of light or anything. I just got up and got on with it. The key thing was I wanted to see if anything did change. I was unsure, and things definitely did start to change to the point where my teammates were noticing. Things were different, and that really confirmed to me that Christ had a place in my life. And there were certain habits didn't just stop straight away. Really enjoyed drinking and stuff, so it took me 3 years to get that under control, and to the point where I had to just walk away from it. And I had about a 6-year break of not drinking, and that was great. Now I enjoy a social beer. Things like the Bible all of a sudden got interesting for me. Before that, it was, if I tried to read it, it was just boring. And from that time on, till now, 12 years later, I just love reading it. All the words, just find it really soaking it all in. And that was a big turnaround for me. Probably a key thing was I started actually thinking about other people. Wasn't just, what I wanted or all about me. I started to think about God and what He wanted for me, and actually other people. So that was huge as well.
Funny that, isn't it? When He actually comes and takes control of your life, He starts to change our desires into His desires. I love the story. Brad Thorne from the All Blacks is with us. Brad, just before we let you go, you've got a bit of a reputation of being pretty intimidating on the field. You've been called, quote, the 116-kilogram enforcer by the Daily Telegraph newspaper. You don't wrestle with the fact of being a Christian where the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness and then heading out into the field and being aggressive, so to speak?
Yeah. For me, as a kid, the reason I got into footy, I loved it, was of the physical contact, and that's the part that I enjoy. It's sort of like a boxer, it's not personal, but they enjoy to box, boxing, and there's, you go out and compete, and same with rugby, and I go out there to be as physical as I can, 100% full physicality, but hopefully, you know, with a discipline and respect for my opponent, and afterwards, after 80 minutes is finished, the harder you go and the harder the opposition go, you'll find there's even more respect afterwards as you shake hands. So it's a great thing about the sport, and it's nothing personal. It's just a game that we love. We're physical people. We love being physical, and I thank God that he's given me that gift. So, yeah.
You knock them down, then pray for them afterwards. There you go. Well, All Blacks are doing pretty well. Secured the Bledisloe Cup for the 8th year running last month. What does it mean to hold that cup in your hands? It must be pretty special.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Obviously, there's things up for grabs each year, and one of our goals is to win the Bledisloe. It's a huge one for us, and it feels good to have that in our hands. But each test is pretty exciting, even if there isn't anything up for grabs.
Yes. Well, good to talk to you, Brad, and thanks for your time, and all the best for the game on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, mate. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast, thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.